Hello.
Good morning, Alex.
Yeah.
Hey, Bird, it's Super Dave. What's going on, man?
It's Super Dave.
What's going on, Bird?
I love all these cute little names.
Listen, I got a couple of things real quick. First of all, I want you to know this is being recorded for East Coast Air Checks, the latest nationwide air check service.
Uh-huh, so you are doing
as
that.
As seen in Radio and Records, a fine publication. And, Alex, for the record, we need to know what you think of Perry Stone, your replacement in San Francisco.
Well, but I think of Perry Stone, I don't know Perry personally. I just think that anybody that makes a career out of racial epithets has really got nothing to offer. And it's just not a way to make a career. They're finding out, though, that minus those racial epithets, minus the sexism, the homophobia, and the dirty jokes, Perry Stone has nothing to offer at all and sounds like he belongs in, like, the smallest city in the United States.
Yeah, well, he's been fired in every market in the country. I mean, he was in New York.
It's not like Howard, having his problems in New York was basically just because of his sense of humor, but he was never accused of being racist or anything like this. This guy had the NAACP picketing the radio station because he's doing jokes about paying off people in watermelons and things like that. I mean, really... Stuff that if some little kid might be listening might make him cry. Okay.
Well, they thought that Perry's now going to play 8 songs an hour where you were playing 1 or 2.
Yeah,
that's what they claim.
Actually, he's playing about 10 an hour because they're trying to shut him up now because he's so amateurish. He is very bad. I mean, he does what we used to call bit radio.
Right.
With all these funny little voices and song parodies and stuff like that, and they're all really ready for some small town somewhere. But not ready for San Francisco, and so far he lost. Let's see. In the first week, he lost the station $1 million worth of business.
Mm-hmm.
After I lost him about another $500,000 business by leaving, going off the air.
Right.
And they've shut him up because he's just not good at what he does.
So why bring him in at all? Just because he had a name?
Well, if I were to sit here and try and figure out what that whole scenario was that went down, I mean. You could have asked a lot of people, who's the next guy to go in San Francisco radio? You know, who's going to be fired next? And believe me, my name would never come up. I earned that station $3 million last year. The ratings were still fine. My demographic's 25-54 killer, okay?
Right.
And yet they got rid of me because they wanted to play more music. Something stinks there. I don't know what it was. But they had the idea to hire Perry Stone. They figured they could hire this guy, get a lot of publicity, keep them away from the racial epithets and everything would be fine. Well, the fact was nobody bought it. All the advertisers didn't want to be associated with the station. And now they're sitting there really with a ghost town.
I bet he doesn't make 6 months there.
I don't think he's going to make it past the end of this week. People are telling me he's even thinking about leaving.
Really?
Because it's so unsatisfying. And the fact is that, it's a station that it also ruined the reputation of the station the rest of the day. 3 years was singularly the worst most people feel in San Francisco, and I'm not saying because it happened to me. I'm talking about people at ad agencies, other radio stations. It was singularly the worst mistake that anybody ever made at a radio station that they can remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, a couple other things real quick. I used to own radio.
This guy obviously knows about radio. What?
Oh, well, yeah. I am the foremost know-all, see-all, and do-all of radio. Radio is my life.
Yeah.
When people like Johnny Dark consult me, for my radio expertise and knowledge, I know I've come a long way.
Yeah.
Second of all, I used to own horses up in New York, and guess who I used to see running around the Meadowlands right at about 1 o'clock in lovely Sea Caucus / East Rutherford, New Jersey?
Who?
Lloyd Lindsey Young. He used to duck out after you do the weather. They used to have a noon, or they still have a noon news, on Channel 9.
And then go bet on the pony?
He'd go to what... They used to have a thing called Early Bird, where by satellite, you used to bet on races that were being held at Freehold, which was about 60 miles away. He'd bet on that, and then he'd go back to the station. Then they used to have an 8 o'clock news, and right after the 8 o'clock news, he'd race back over to the Meadowlands, place bets for the evening races, then go back and do the late night news.
Mm-hmm.
This guy used to run around... Seriously, he looked like the kid that got beaten up all the time in high school. I mean, everyone, low-life white trash from, Hoboken, New Jersey, screaming Lloyd through the Meadowlands during the day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a scary sight. I mean, really, many times I wanted to call security because I thought the man was going to be killed by, like, Yankee guys, you know, guys in Yankee hats, you know.
I don't know why, but this reminds me of some funny bit a friend of mine figured up out a couple of weeks ago for his comedy act about what's Pete Rose going to do now, become a sportscaster? And it's a big high fly. He doesn't catch it. How could you do that to me?
Well, the guys over at over on Y100, one of their services has a song to the tune of Milli Vanilli, Baby Don't Forget My Number. I bet Cincy won't retire my number. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, well, bit radio.
One other thing, you know, if Giselle Fernandez is listening, you know, we had her on the show there on the zoo before I was...
I remember.
Before I was dismissed. Right. I just want you to know that morning...
What, there's a morning zoo in Miami?
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah,
John London.
I didn't think there was any other zoo in the United States. Oh, my God.
No idea, you know, it's...
Whoa.
You know, Bobby Mitchell is no John London, but then again, who is? And Giselle, that morning...
John London is no... what's his name? The guy did it in New York.
John London is no Scott Shannon. Worked for Scott Shannon. I know Scott Shannon. John London is no Scott Shannon.
Right.
We're
talking about people nobody knows here.
So yeah, let's get back to the important
stuff. Giselle Fernandez.
Yeah.
This woman, I found out she was going to be living next door to me. Okay?
Yeah.
And she said that she was moving into her particular building because of a fine bagel place around the block. And she figured that her being Jewish and me being Jewish...
Wait a minute, Fernandez is Jewish?
Yeah, her father was a Mexican Jew. She's Jewish.
Are they both sired by the same person that sired Geraldo Rivera?
It was a funny story. She told, like, her dad...
Geraldo, you know, is part Puerto Rican, part Jewish, which means he knows really cheap ways to kill roaches.
Well, he goes to Puerto Rico once a year just to visit his hubcaps.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very funny. Thank you. Boom, boom. Thank you.
But Giselle told me that we were going to be doing the bagel thing because she moved into that building just so that she can go have bagels and walks around the block. And much to my disappointment, the phone rang once and it was her, and I've not heard back from her again. And my life, quite frankly, has been shattered. Every time the phone rings, I'm hoping it's Giselle and it's Johnny Dark. You know, calling to annoy me. You know. Johnny Dark, the only person I know.
Johnny Dark is this? Because there are 8 billion Johnny Dark.
He went from Market 1 to No Market. He makes fun of me. He went from Market 1 to No Market.
Oh. He was in New York at NBC.
Really? Because there are Johnny Darks all over.
Oh, yeah.
There's also Russ Knights.
Yeah. Johnny Rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the original.
In fact, I'm the 20th Alex Bennett, actually. Right. I'm not the one everybody thinks I am.
Johnny Dark. Worked all over. Yeah. Boston, Milwaukee. He was at NBC New York for about 8 years.
Enough of this shop talk. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex.
Okay.
Good luck, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Real Radio Genta there.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more of this insanity.
Airchecks.com.